Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Give me a courtesy call back today. May I please have the zip code?
Who is this, please?
Yes, my name is Joseph with customer support. Give me a courtesy call back today. May I please have the zip code?
11023.
11023, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Can I please have the first and last name?
Do you want the like an order number or something instead, or?
Okay, can I please have the first and last name?
Moussa, M-O-O-S-S-A.
Okay.
Last name is Levian, L-E-V-I-A-N.
Thank you. Can I please have the shipping address, please?
48 Beach Road, Great Neck, New York, 11023.
I'm sorry, sir. What was that you're breaking up?
48 Beach Road, Great Neck, New York, 11023.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. I've gone ahead and located an account with that information today. And that was for the testosterone. How can I help you today with that, sir, for the male enhancement to testosterone?
I did a test order of this product. The product is absolutely not good, and I even threw out the remainder of the product because it's all a scam. And then I receive another package in the mail, and you know, I don't know what game your company is playing, but I didn't order this product and to come to me every month. So I want you to give, if you're charging me for this, you gotta give me credit for this, and you gotta take me off of the monthly, whatever it is.
So initially a trial period is what you placed the order for a 14-day trial. So you initially place an order for a 14-day trial period, sir. After the 14-day trial period ended, if you didn't call back to cancel, it states in the terms and conditions, you were going to be billed the full retail price of that trial and then placed on the automated billing and shipping to receive the product, sir.
This is not what was represented when I placed the order. Okay, if you put things in fine print and all this, you know, either you're going to give me credit or I'm going to stop the bill and report you to the Better Business Bureau because your product is fake and your terms and conditions are deceiving.
Okay, sir, I do apologize. So it was stated in terms and conditions, sir, that it was that 14-day trial period. But I'll go ahead and see what more we can do for you, sir. I do apologize. About any misunderstanding with those terms and conditions, sir. So bear with me while I go ahead and speak to my supervisor, see what more we can do for you. Please stay on the line. I'm working on getting this closed out. I went ahead and spoke to my supervisor and explained the situation. and was able for them to go ahead and get a refund of 35% approved, sir. Now, I do want to let you know, for your future reference, whenever you do dispute anything with your bank or credit card company, they will temporarily issue those funds and they will investigate those initial terms and conditions after their investigation is complete. But what happened is you would end up incurring a chargeback on the account. But today I can go ahead and provide you with the 35% refund on the most recent charge for you, sir, of
$87.40.
You're not going to receive any more, sir. So it's just going to be a refund. I'm working on canceling your account.
So what were the charges that I was charged for?
Yes, sir. So what you were billed was the most recent amount, which was $87.47. So you would receive a 35% refund of that charge, sir.
Because the original amount was only $6.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't hear what you said. You were breaking up.
Original amount was only $6.
So the original amount was the shipping and handling fee cost to receive the trial, sir. But I can go ahead and try to speak to my supervisor and see what more we can do.
If someone, you know, if you try to deceive by putting things in fine print, you're not going to get away with that.
Well, sir, again, it was disclosed in the terms and conditions that was the 14-day trial. But I'll go ahead and try to speak to my supervisor and see what more we can do for you as a courtesy, sir. Because I would hate for you to have to go through that whole dispute process and risk incurring a chargeback based on terms and conditions you did agree to. Give me one moment while I speak with my supervisor for you. Well, sir, let me go ahead and see what more we can do for you. I'm going to speak to my supervisor.
Okay.
Please stay on the line. Okay, so I went ahead and spoke to my supervisor and explained the situation and was able to get them to approve today for a refund of 50% back to the account. I can go ahead and get that refunded for you.
Well, just make it 100% so we don't have to go through this trouble.
Okay, sir, I do apologize. That's what they were able to approve, sir, due to you did agree to those terms and conditions, sir. But I'll go ahead and try to see if there's anything else we can do for you as a courtesy, sir. Please stay on the line. Still here, sir. Bear with me. Bear with me. So I went ahead and spoke to my supervisor and was able to get them to approve a 75% refund, sir. I can go ahead and get that issued for you today, sir.
We can't have 100%? I don't understand. Well, I don't need this product. Why do you have to trick people into getting the product they don't need?
Okay, sir, well, I do apologize. I'll go ahead and try to see what more we can do. Let me speak to my supervisor. Okay, sir, I do apologize. So I went in, just spoke to my supervisor and was able to get them to approve the full refund for that $87.43. So I'm going to go and get that refunded for you. Bear with me while I refund that amount back to your account, sir. And just to verify, is there currently any active dispute with your bank, sir?
No.
Okay, sir, bear with me. I'm working on the refund for you. I'm working on getting that refund issued, sir. Bear with me. I'm working on the refund, sir. Bear with me. Bear with me, I'm working on getting this closed out. Okay, sir, I've gone ahead and got that refund issued for you and canceled your account out. I have a cancellation number whenever you're ready and a refund confirmation number whenever you're ready, sir. I'm sorry, sir, what was that?
I want that confirmed.
Okay, your cancellation number is going to be C like in Charlie. And then it's going to be B like in boy, F like in Frank, 7776, B like in boy, D like in dog, C like in cat.
So CBS 7776 BDC. Correct?
Yes, sir. And then your refund amount is going to be $87.43, and that's going to be for the refund confirmation number 603-600-8546.
Okay. One second.
I'm sorry, sir. What was that question? You were breaking up.
Okay. Please give me your name again.
My name is Joseph, sir.
I'm sorry?
Joseph. Joseph. J-O-S-E-P-H.
Have a last name, please?
Last name is Arredondo, A-R-R-E-D-O-N-D-O.
Okay, Joseph. Thank you for your help. And I hope that there's no more mistakes going on here. Okay? Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.